Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 22nd para was recited. In this surah, Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the high level and position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how the people all ganged up against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 to 15,000 people, and how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came upon them. The ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the high rank of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one status Allah ta'ala had given them and given such pure wives, such honorable wives to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were given an examination that they had to choose either dunya, or they choose living in poverty and living with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of them passed the examination of flying colors. They all chose, they prefer living a life of poverty in this world. And they did not ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a great amount of money, just a bit of extra, just to cover the expenses a bit more. But Allah ta'ala said in the ayat of the Quran, to teach the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the object of this life is not money, it's not having a lot of things of this world. The object of life is preparing for akhirat. So they were given an examination. Either they choose dunya, they will get some money of this world, Allah will give them, or they must separate from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they must live a life of poverty. Or every single one of them, at that time I think there was about 9 wives living with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them chose that we prefer living with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the position which Allah ta'ala had given the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah ta'ala gives certain commands regarding the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for all the Muslim women in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives certain laws. فَلَا تَقْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Oh, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must have the quality of taqwa, and your rank is much, much more higher compared to other people. Don't just suffice, I'm the wife of the Nabi, but you must have quality of taqwa. What are the qualities of taqwa? Piety for a woman. First thing Allah mentions, فَلَا تَقْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Do not speak softly, do not speak with soft tones. As Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, that here the Azwaj Mutahara, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are being addressed. It was impossible for them to purposely speak with a soft tone. What it actually means is, a woman by nature, she's got an attractive voice, a soft tone. So do not speak with your normal voice when you're speaking to men. If you are forced to speak to a man, speak with a harsh voice. Make your voice harsh and a bit hard sounding. So that the person, فَيَتْمَا أَلَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Because man in his heart, he got a sickness of lust, he will start getting tamah and thoughts and ideas. So a woman has to be very, very careful when she speaks. فَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And speak words according to iffat, according to chastity. Don't worry, people will say that you haven't got akhlaq in character. But you must speak words according to protect your chastity, which is the most important thing for a woman. As we had mentioned before also, that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, therefore it's not permissible for a male, a baligh male, to listen to a woman who is baligh also, baligha, she's mature, reading Quran Sharif, similarly listening to naats, qasidas and nazams of women, even baligh women, even women who are about 9-10 years old, who are murahik, close to buluh. Similarly, a person listening to the bayans of women, etc., is not permissible at all. The ulama have written, imamat and adhan, the imamat and adhan of a woman is makruh, the harimi system. She cannot do so. So a woman has to look after her voice. She has to protect her voice. And for men to listen to it also, they abstain as far as possible. Unfortunately, today in the name of Islam, on the radio stations, wherever else, and even many madrasas also, girls and ustaz are speaking to one another. This is completely incorrect. We have to correct ourselves in this matter here. One person, an old man, he told me, when I listen to one woman on the radio, I start fantasizing about her. So he's listening to a genie program, but you see what and what thoughts I'm getting. And he's an old person also. So a person can be old, but he's not cold. So may Allah Ta'ala protect and save all of us, that regarding the woman's voice, today it has become very, very common. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, women especially, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. They must remain in their houses. This is the highest level of hijab. Full time a woman must remain in houses. Even with the outward cloak, she should not leave the house unnecessarily. There are some reasons Allah Ta'ala mentions later, there is permission for her to leave the house. As far as possible, she must remain in the house. And she must not emerge like the emerging of the times of Jahiliyat Ula, the first time of Jahiliyat, where women would come out where the hair used to be exposed, the knees used to be exposed, coming down, certain their breasts used to be showing, the clothing used to be very tight fitting. How unfortunately we are living in Jahiliyat Thaniya, the second level of Jahiliyat, time of Jahiliyat, where women are doing all of these things. So they should abstain from that, perform salat, they should give zakat, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the object of all of this, Allah Ta'ala says, is to purify you spiritually and physically, to keep the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslim women purified. And finally Allah Ta'ala says, encourages the women, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have ta'aleem in their homes. Make mudhakara of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is an nisab for a woman and for all the Muslim ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these are his wives and his followers. Allah has given them what qualities? Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat. They are outwardly, they are Muslims also. مؤمنين ومؤمنات. They have got iman in their hearts. Qanitina wal qanitat. They are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are ones who are truthful. They have got the quality of patience. They are the ones in the ibadat, in excess of worship. They have got khushur. They have got concentration and devotion. They are the ones who are giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are keeping fast also. They are protecting their private parts. And they are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the worst people, the Arabs, what in terms of jahiliyat, what he made of them. Allah ta'ala mentions the qualities of these people. And Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a very, very great reward. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come before a person, nobody got any choice. Immediately a person has to accept the word of Nabi sallallahu of Allah ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sami'na wa ta'ana. And then the incident is mentioned when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his cousin Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded her to get married to Zayd radiallahu anhu. She wasn't happy originally. But then Allah ta'ala sent this ayat down. And she had to get married to Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. And after a while they were living together, they were not living happily. So she wanted to separate. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried now that if she separates, it will become difficult for her. He wanted to get married to her also. And to break the custom in that time, that the people used to regard an adopted son as your true son. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu was adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So people regarded him as the real son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wanted to break the custom, show the people, adopted son and a real son is two different things. You can't get married to your daughter-in-law, your son's wife, once he divorces her. But your adopted son is not actually your son. You can't get married to his wife. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these ayahs of the Quran Sharif down, encouraging Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not worry. And whatever the taunting of the people is, your rank is very, very high. And you convey the message to the people and take her into your nikah, make the letter, allow her to become divorced. And then take her into your nikah, get married to her. And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sawwajnaka. Allah ta'ala performed the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Zainab radiallahu anha in the heavens. There was no need for a physical nikah on the surface of the earth also. So then Allah ta'ala removed this wrong notion which was amongst the people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly explained the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what and what people told him, but he explained to the people the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah, and one another important point you mentioned here, that Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu is the only sahabi whose name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. The reason for this is, in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he was called Zayd ibn Muhammad, Zayd the son of Muhammad, because he was the adopted son. But Allah ta'ala said, no, your adopted son, you must give him the nisbah to his father, connect him to his father, Zayd ibn Haritha. So because that honor was taken away from him, that honor of relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Allah gave him the honor, that his name wasn't joined to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anymore. So Allah ta'ala placed his name in the Quran Sharif. So if a person sacrifices anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him something far, far better back in as well also. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the believers, they should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. The benefit of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, special mercy will come upon a person, and the angels also will make dua for a person. A person will continuously come out of darkness and he will come into light in nur. And in the hereafter also a person will get a very, very great reward. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain specialities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding marriage, etc. He was given certain concessions. And the main reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so many wives also was that he could teach the Muslim ummah how a person must live at home with his wives, etc. So this is mentioned here in great detail. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people were mocking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and passing a lot of remarks against him, especially when he got married. Allah ta'ala said, don't worry what the people are saying. We have conveyed the message of Allah. Allah will give you honor. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah ta'ala and the angels are sending the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So till qiyamah this will remain. The people will criticize you for a short while, but you obey the command of Allah. Till the day of qiyamah people will honor and respect you. So Allah ta'ala commands the believers also, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You always send durood and salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send salam upon him with love and affection. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so high that those who have caused taklif to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will a person cause taklif, difficulty and harm to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Some ulama say that this ayat was revealed regarding musawwirin, nazalat fil musawwirin, those people who take photos. A person who takes photographs, you cannot cause harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are causing taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala is becoming angry just by taking photos. So it's a very, very serious thing. May Allah protect and save us. Today it has become so common. Every person has got a phone, and easily you can take a photo of an inanimate object. You should abstain completely from it, whether it's human beings, whether it's animals also. Persons should abstain completely. And on our cell phones, we should not have any pictures, etc., of people, human beings. It's a very, very severe thing. Because Allah says, لَعَنَهُمُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah curses them in this worldly life and the year after. And Allah has prepared for them a very, very severe punishment. Other Mufassirin say that those who cause taklif, cause harm to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means they say words to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against his status, they mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. So we should be very, very particular about that. And some ulama say it means whoever speaks ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever causes harm to my Sahabi, he causes harm to me. He makes it difficult, I get angry with him. Whoever I get angry with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with him. So never ever speak ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the law of hijab, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again is given another honor. This was a speciality of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they were commanded to cover their faces. Allah Ta'ala said the women of the ummah are so valuable, they are like pearls, and a person has got valuable gems and jewels, he hides it away, he doesn't expose it to others. So Allah says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell your wives, tell your daughters and all the Muslim women, they must, when they have to emerge from their homes, as far as possible not to emerge, but when they have to emerge, they must cover themselves with the jilbab, complete, their body must be covered completely. And even the face must be covered and concealed, so that nobody will look at your wife, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with any wrong thoughts and any evil thoughts. And even for your daughters, and even for the Muslim women who are the daughters, spiritual daughters of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this was another level of honor given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here the ulama have mentioned also the certain masail regarding the hijab, that the cloak a woman is wearing, also the object of it is to conceal herself. So it should not be tight fitting, it should not be like pressed on her body, it should not be of different colors and designs, it should be such a way. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Mustawat tafilat," but ugly looking, grimy looking. Clothing mustn't even be clean, it must be a bit dirty also. So if a person looks also, he'll feel that this is a very ugly looking woman. Unfortunately today the clothes are made in such a way that a person, when he looks, even if the woman is an old lady behind her, but now he starts thinking maybe this is a young woman, and he gets wrong thoughts. So the object of the cloak is being defeated. Allah Ta'ala says the object of this cloak, why they must cover themselves, is Ayyu'arafna, they can be recognized as honorable women, and no harm will come to them. They will be safe from many, many fitnas and evils. No one will try to rape them, etc. Because they will be safe. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. If you have made a mistake, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah is so merciful. Allah has given you such laws to benefit yourself, to benefit your wives, to benefit the Muslim Ummah as a whole. At the end of the surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, where people will cry, and they said, if only I had obeyed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I was in complete loss. Inna ta'ana sadatana wa kubara'ana. We unfortunately followed all our leaders, and big people we thought, film actors and film stars, and sports stars, and we thought they would take us on the right path. They took us completely on the wrong path. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them double punishment, and curse them also. These people will be speaking ill of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. You obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be completely successful. Your success lies in there. The next surah is Surah Sabah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with Alhamdulillah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality which we must bring within ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two groups of people. One is Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, big great servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala gave them many, many bounties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'amalu ala Dawood shukra. O family of Dawood alayhi salam, to the amal of shukr. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very, very few of my bandas and servants are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever is few by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is less, Allah has got great value for it. So bring the quality of shukr within yourself. Allah has given you so many things. And the more shukr you will make, Allah will increase you. On the other hand, there was the people of Sabah. Allah has given them many, many bounties. Gardens Allah mentions in the Quran, what and what Allah gave them. But they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala converted all of the gardens into deserts. They were completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them highways, freeways, beautiful roads to travel on. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they actually made they made the baddua for themselves. Oh Allah, make our distance far. We don't want the easiness for ourselves. Instead of making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went upside down. So they were completely at loss. Allah ta'ala destroyed all of these bounties which He had given them. So a person has bring the quality of shukr into them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Iblis, his thought regarding human beings, that very few of them will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is true also. That unfortunately only some believers, they followed and they were successful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that remember the day of Qiyamah, when people will be standing, and those who are weak in the world will be saying to their leaders, to the big people in the world, if it wasn't for you people, we would have accepted Iman. As I mentioned, the film stars and all the people who we regard as high in this world, it was only for you. Then the leaders will tell the people who are weak in the world, who are under them, that did we stop you from Hidayat? Hidayat came to you, the Quran Sharif came to you, the Book of Allah came to you. You wanted to follow us, it was your fault. And then the weak people, the lower people will say to the bigger people, that but it was your people's tricks and playing day and night, all your film shows and all your sports activities, etc. So actually you were telling us to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah protect and save us from all of this. We will stay in the company of the pious people and hold firm to the Quran Sharif, inshallah a person will be saved. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah also mentions many, many other signs of Qiyamah, you know, how exactly what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah says, إنما أعيذكم بواحدة. I give you one advice that أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى. That a person at times must go for Allah's pleasure, 2-2 or 1-1. And he must ponder about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ponder about deen. To making fikr and pondering is a very, very great ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why some buzrugs have mentioned, pondering for one moment is better than 70 years of ibadah. Because when a person ponders and he sees the qudrat and greatness of Allah ta'ala, his iman increases and it takes the person to a very, very high level. So making muraqabah and pondering, seeing the signs of Allah ta'ala, so that's a very, very great ibadah. In the next surah, Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again his great, great bounties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها. If Allah opens up any bounties for any person, there is no one to hold it back. And whenever Allah Ta'ala gives back something, there is no one to open it after that. So if you want anything, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. O people, remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Is there any other creator besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is giving you rosy and sustenance from the heavens and the earth? It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where can you turn to after that? Allah has given you so many bounties. And remember the promise of Allah is true. The day of Qiyamah is coming. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And let not shaitan deceive you regarding Allah, and deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shaitana lakum aduun. Shaitan is your open enemy. Regard him as your enemy. Otherwise he will completely destroy you. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and encourages us to ponder over the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah created us from sand and from a sperm. And how Allah made us human beings. And then a person becomes big. And a person now himself gets a child. These are all the signs of Allah's Qudrat. The different waters which Allah Ta'ala has created. The day entering into the night entering into the day, the movement of the sun and the moon. All of these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat and power. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, every one of you is completely muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is completely independent, full of praises. If Allah wants to, He can destroy you people. He can bring somebody else. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need you people. You need ibadat and you're worshipping of Allah and crying to Allah Ta'ala for your own benefit. It's not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least, but after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions people of iman and certain qualities which they have got and certain signs of His Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the different fruits Allah has created. The person must take these signs, take lessons from there, the different colors, the different tastes. These are all the signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages the recital of Quran Sharif. Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah, those who make tilawat of the kitab of Allah, perform their salat and spend their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are making a true business. They are such a business which can never ever go into a loss, which they will never be deprived of. And Allah will give the full reward in the year after, and Allah will give far far greater also. In this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He has given the Quran Sharif to three groups of people. One are those believers who make zulam upon themselves. They are believers but they are not fulfilling the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second group, some orders of Allah they fulfill, some they break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And there is a third group who Allah loves the most, that they are gone very, very far. They obey every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they got a weakness, immediately they make tawbah. These are the very successful people. Inshallah, they will enter Jannah directly. The other people will have to go via Jahannam. Eventually, they will end up in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this quality of shukr is so great. Even when a person enters Jannah, he will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alladhi. All praises to Allah who has removed from us all kind of sorrow. One great bounty of Jannah is there won't be any sorrow in Jannah. And when a person passes away, then people will be crying. That we, oh Allah, return us back in this world. We want to do good actions. Allah Ta'ala will tell the people, didn't we give you enough time in your life? So many years of your life we gave you, which you could have taken lesson. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many, many warnings to you. What are the warnings which had come? Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran Sharif. It's a warning, reminding us all the times. In today's time, we get a Tabligh Jama'ah coming to our homes. The ulama'i kiram who are giving bayans, they are all warners. Then Allah Ta'ala has given us warnings in our own self also. When a person reaches the age of bulugh, becomes baligh, this is one warning that your mort is coming, your death is coming. A person reaches the age of 40, now you start getting white hairs. This is a sign now your death is coming. When your child is born, or your grandchild is born, this is another sign your death is coming very, very soon. Your replacement is coming in this world. You're going to be leaving very soon. When your friend passes away, this is a warning to you. I'm going to leave this world very, very soon. Your back starts paining, your neck starts paining, your legs start paining. These are all warnings now that Malak al-Maut is coming very, very soon to a person. So Allah Ta'ala will tell a person, so many warnings we sent to you people. Unfortunately, we are unmindful. The last two pages of Surah Yasin, inshallah, which we will discuss tomorrow. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. There's one masala. That siren goes in only 5 minutes before the time of Fajr sets in. So, example, 5:29, Seri ends. The siren goes at, 5:34, Seri ends. At 5:29, the siren goes. So many people hear the siren and then they perform the 2 rakats of Sunnat Salah. So we should not perform our Sunnat at that time because the time of Fajr has not come in as yet. Only after 5 minutes. So for safety's sake, 5:36 or so, if you want to read our Sunnat, or otherwise after the Adhan, then we can read our Sunnat. But do not read our Sunnat when the siren goes. Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we will read a hadith on the virtues of dhikr. An Umar radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'ata ba'atan qibala Najdin faghanimu ghanaima kathiratan wa asra'u raj'ah. فقال رجل ممن لم يخرج ما رأينا بعثا أسرع رجعة ولا أفضل غنيمة من هذا البعث. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أدلكم على قوم أفضل غنيمة وأسرع رجعة؟ قوم شهدوا وصلوا الصبح ثم جلسوا في مجالسهم يذكرون الله حتى طلعت الشمس فأولئك أسرع رجعة وأفضل غنيمة. رواه الترمذي. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے نجد کی طرف ایک مرتبہ جہاد کے لیے لشکر بھیجا جو بہت ہی جلد واپس لوٹ آیا اور ساتھ ہی بہت سارا مال غنیمت لے کر آیا. لوگوں کو بڑا تعجب ہوا کہ اتنی ذرا سی مدت میں ایسی بڑا کامیابی اور مال و دولت کے ساتھ واپس آ گیا. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا میں نے تمہیں اس سے بھی کم وقت میں اس مال سے بہت زیادہ غنیمت اور دولت لانے والی جماعت بتاؤ. یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جو صبح کی نماز میں شریک ہے پھر اسی جگہ بیٹھے ذکر میں مشغول رہے حتیٰ کہ آفتاب طلوع ہو جائے. تو یہ لوگ بہت تھوڑے سے وقت میں بہت زیادہ دولت کمانے والے ہیں. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an expedition towards Najd, the group acquired a great amount of booty and returned very quickly. A man who had not gone with the group said, "We have never seen a group which has returned so quickly with so much booty like this group." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not show you such people who attain much more wealth in a much shorter space of time? It is those people who are present for Fajr Salah and thereafter remain in their places, making the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu until sunrise. These people attain much more wealth, reward in a much shorter time." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an expedition towards Najd, the group acquired a great amount of booty and returned very quickly. A man who had not gone with the group said, "We have never seen a group which has returned so quickly with so much booty like this group. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not show you such people who attain much more wealth in a much shorter space of time? It is those people who are present for Fajr Salah and thereafter remain in their places, making the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu until sunrise. These people attain much more wealth, reward in a much shorter time."
Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, let us make our dhikr. Inshallah, we will make the dhikr of La ilaha illallah 50 times. And the dhikr of Ismi Zat, Allah, Allah, 50 times.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni azkurkum, ana jalisu man zakarani. Tilmirahu jaye fi danihu. Tuhi tuho. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و نمسیا تو بھی مگن وفر ہے یارب تو بھی مگن وفر ہے یارب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسوں حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائک سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستان میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا 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 یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم تابد جانا چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ راج آسما ہمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود اے خدائی بندارا رسوا مکن کر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ غالبی بر جذبائے مشتری شاہ در درماند گارا آخری اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنے ہستی کو مٹا دے اپنے ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين